Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. Just give the Lord another hand clap this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. We have a lot to rejoice about because the goodness of God lasts forever. Amen. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that there are many voices in this world and all of them have significance. But I thank God that the one voice, the voice of the mighty waters, amen, the voice that vibrates from now into eternity,
yes,
the voice that says that even if heaven and earth shall fade away, if we look up at the sky and we look at this great earth that we live on, even if it comes to the end, woo, the word of God will still remain, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Woo, praise God. You know, I was thinking about that last song, and I want you to know that those are words right out of the scripture that is for your life.
Amen.
And see, I want you to know something, that when you abide in the strength of the word of God, I'm telling you that victory is out in front of you.
Whew.
Overcoming abilities out in front of you. Amen.
Come on, go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're
the ability to do all things,
yes,
are out in front of,
yes,
you. Amen. Praise, yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. Praise
faithful
the
is
Lord.
He
is faithful.
We,
amen,
sing our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Like God that saves, that's our testimony.
Yes.
That's every single believer's,
amen,
testimony.
Amen.
I don't care if you were a nice person,
ooh,
and you never
on
broke the law and you,
hallelujah,
never did anything,
amen,
wrong. God that saves is still your testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Because whether, hallelujah, you were good or whether you were bad, you were going to hell.
Amen. Amen.
The only way,
amen,
to get out of that pit was Jesus Christ.
Woo, praise
that
God.
That is our testimony. Man,
that
every
is
time he sings that,
amen,
I,
hallelujah,
man,
hallelujah,
I just tear up.
Amen.
It's
so
amazing.
Whether you were good or you were a little rowdy like me, praise God.
You're calling me good? Because that would be lying.
If you're good like
I
my babe, or rowdy like me, praise God, your testimony is he's,
amen,
the God that saves.
Because I know,
amen,
some good people.
Amen.
I know some really good people that don't have Jesus right now.
Mm.
Really nice, sweet, would give the shirt off of their back to anybody. Mm-hmm. I do. They're really,
amen,
sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to get them to Jesus.
Amen.
There's,
amen,
one doorway.
Amen.
There's one way, and that's through Jesus.
Amen.
And only Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So we had the women's Christmas,
woo,
party yesterday.
Woo.
Amen. We had such
you
a great
guys
time.
Had a great time.
We,
amen,
did. Thank the Lord that somebody was honest in my gift. My debit card fell into it.
Amen. Praise God.
And actually, I was going to choose my gifts because I love those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I always get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always bring to these things what I want for myself. And so I was going to use that. I was going to get it. But then Candace opened up something, and I liked what she had. And so I'm looking for my debit card. Well, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Shirley is an honest person.
Amen.
And
amen,
she didn't, praise think God, that was part of the gift.
Amen.
We're just looking everywhere.
And
for that.
I got to tell you something. The other side of that miracle was that they couldn't find Miss Regina this morning, Pastor Regina, so they gave me her debit card, amen? Woo! So I tell you what, it might have been brief.
Okay, we do have to have a little talk about this.
It might have been brief, but for
now,
a
I'm
moment this morning,
but don't
I felt
ever
extra
give my husband money. Ever. I don't care if it is his money. It's not his money. He's married. Amen? Women, amen?
See, this is her more than conqueror story, right? Because when I used to go to work and work all the time hard and bring my paycheck home, hallelujah, she'd be standing there just to take it. Amen. She'd just be standing there to take it. Amen. But I want you to know that for a moment this morning, whoo, when that debit card came into my hand, wow, I was infused. I said, whoa, the Lord's grace has fallen upon me, amen. And I felt like the Lord is bringing me whatever I want to pass at that moment. Okay, well, praise God. We're going to let the children go to children's church. Praise the name of the Lord. And I did not get it out there until today, but please, men, if you're going to come and spend a little bit of time with us this coming Saturday at 4 o'clock, make sure you sign up out there. And if you have any questions, you can see me, and we are supposed to bring a gift as well. So make sure that, men, you bring a gift for next Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we're going to meet right here, and we're going to have a great time. Amen? Thought we'll just spend a little time together before we finish out the end of the year, and it's going to be a blessing. You know, this morning, I'm just going to take a few minutes and pray, and then we're going to bring our offering up. Amen? Because I just want to pray blessing over you. I just want to pray God's ability to do what he wants to do. And I just believe that God is going to do some great things for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as people bring forth their tithe and their offering today, God, Lord, as they use their faith, God, and as they release unto you, God, according to the word, as they bring their tithe into the storehouse and they release it by faith into what you're doing, Father, supernaturally, God, you will increase what they have. You will bless them, God. You will give them favor. Father, I'm believing right now in the name of Jesus that there's just debt cancellation that's going to come upon people, Father. Lord, I thank you that money is going to come from places that they do not know to pay off debt, to pay bills, Father. Lord, your provision is coming upon them. And Father, I believe even for increase, Father, Lord, I pray for bonuses to come upon your people, Father. Money to come from places that they did not even expect, Father God. Lord, let inheritance fall upon them, God. Lord, let money owed to them and money that they don't even know that's coming, Father. Lord, overpayment of insurances, just different things are going to fall upon them, Father. Lord, I just declare your blessing to come upon your people, Father. Lord, I pray for debt cancellation, God, for medical bills to be paid, Father. Lord, I pray for medications to be paid, God. Lord, I pray, God, that people under pressure from certain loans or bills, Father. Lord, people that are in legal situations right now, God. Lord, we just expect a supernatural turnaround and an outcome out of that, Father. Lord, I just pray that blessing is released upon your people, Father. You said that you would rebuke the devourer, that you protect us, God. And Lord, I just pray, God, jobs increases, Father. Promotions come upon your people, Father. Lord, I pray, God, that blessing, bonuses, benefits that they didn't even know were going to come upon them, Father, come. Lord, I pray, God, that even if they are expecting to receive something, God, that it would be much more than they even thought, Father. And Lord, I just declare your goodness, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings and blessings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. There's somebody that I'm just going to pray for that's just been on my heart, hallelujah, this week. But definitely I just want to, Father, I put Jessica and her family before you right now, Father. And Lord, I just pray, God, that in this moment, God, this intense, difficult time, Father, Lord, where they've experienced something, God, that no family ever expects to experience, Father, that, Lord, supernaturally, God, somehow your grace and your abundant mercy would fall upon her and her family, Father. Lord, everybody impacted, God. And, Lord, I just pray, God, that you would heal, that you would bring forth, that you would strengthen, Father. And Lord, I just ask, God, for your great mercy, God, for your great hand to be upon them, Lord. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know, I have dealt with some difficult things this week, but I've also dealt with some great things this week. You know, I thank God that this week I looked over and I saw someone and I just remembered how far they were from God and where God had delivered them to. Amen? And it really made me think about this time that we are entering in, because I don't think it's by accident that we celebrate the birth of Christ in the last month of the year. Amen? Now, I'm telling you that you can go out there and get into all the theological debates about when he was really born and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to know that at least in this nation where the time that we celebrate Christ is put is critical, because I don't know that people know a lot of this stuff, but I want you to know that during the month of December, years ago in our history, since there was some of the darkest days of the year in December, there were some solstice celebrations that were very dark and deliberately not good. And so the leaders who established the celebration of Christ, first of all, reached into the church history and discovered that there was a time in the church history where they would give honor to the fact that Jesus was born. Amen? And they took this time and instituted it because it was to break the burden of a very dark time. And I want you to know something, that for each of us, I am excited that we celebrate the birthing of Christ, because just like it comes at the end of this year and we celebrate Jesus right before we step into the new year, I want you to know that each year, symbolically, this is a representation of what Jesus did in his birth in general. Amen? Because I want you to know something. The birth of Christ represents a time in humanity where there was a shift into the reality of what God had promised. Amen? I want you to know, from the time of Adam's first sin in the garden, the Lord came immediately in Genesis chapter 3 and said, I will provide a seed that will break what was done off of the earth. Amen? And I want you to know something, that when we think about Jesus coming, I want you to understand that that number 12 in the Bible speaks of foundations. Amen? Remember, there was 12 disciples, 12 tribes. It just speaks of foundation and stability. And so when I think about Christmas and I think about celebrating Jesus, the one thing it does is it gives me the understanding that we absolutely can rest on the solid foundation of what God has done. Amen? We're going to look at this not today, but later on this month we will. But one of the things that was promised in Jesus coming was that it was establishment of a brand new government, and the government would be upon his shoulders. Amen? And I thank God that, especially when we look around at what's going on around the world today, I thank God that though the governments of man may rock and ebb and change and all that, that there is a government that we find our foundation in, that's Jesus Christ, that will supersede anything else in the world. Amen? So we are excited about what God is doing, and we are excited about this time that we get to celebrate. And this morning, I want to remind us of a scripture that probably about every service from now to the end of this year, including our Christmas Eve service, amen? Praise God. 6:30, Christmas Eve. We're going to have a service here on Thursday night that's going to be powerful, amen? And we're just going to celebrate together. But I just want to remind us of something that the Bible says that is very profound. And I want to keep this before us. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to keep this before us throughout the entire month, because it is the premise of what we as believers should always be thinking on and turning our hearts to. Because Jesus is talking to some of his disciples and they were asking him questions about who can be saved. And Jesus, in verse 26 of Matthew 19, 26, Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And I just want to remind us every service throughout this month that we have got to remember as Christians, whenever we're worried about something, whenever we're going through something, whenever we see something that causes us difficulty, causes us fear, causes us anxiety, disappointment, hurt, no matter what we face and no matter what's going on, we have to gather ourselves and we have to remind ourselves that if we keep this within our own ability, if we keep this within ourselves, if we try to use our own efforts, if we do this our way instead of God's way, we're going to come across some impossibilities, some disappointments, some hurt, some situations that are far too big for us. And in our humanity, we're going to fail. But we've got to remember that Jesus himself, remember we talked about Thursday, how Jesus said, my secret is that when I was on this earth, I do nothing on my own. Amen. I want you to know that Jesus, though he came fully as man and fully as God, he reminds us in the scripture that he never does anything on his own power. He does everything through his consultation with God the Father. Amen. And so when we see this, that the Bible says that with men, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It lets us know that the very fact that we celebrate and talk about Jesus should remind us that man on his own is always going to come to destruction and failure. In every moment of our life, we need God. And I'm going to show you something today, and we've heard this before, but we're going to sit down in this scripture today because we're talking about God with us and God in us. Amen? And I want us to understand something, that the Lord himself, Jesus, looked at his disciples and said, with men, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible.